Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Tired of coming home and that gal ain't in sight. I'm gonna tie one on tonight.
Here's my baby brother.
I wonder what she does all day. I wonder where she goes. When I get home, she's always gone, dressed in her best clothes. I'm going out and live it up, chase every girl in sight. I'm gonna tie one on tonight. Ah, Buddy Spiker likes the fiddle. Jimmy Crawford. David Green, let's hear some piano. Out on the town, and I think just for spite, I'm gonna tie one on tonight. She thinks she's gonna worry me, but I'll show her all right. I'm gonna tie one on tonight. I'm gonna dance with all the girls, have myself a spree. Then I'll get home and I'll find her there.
There's Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers, for you tonight, and one called I'm Gonna Tie One On Tonight.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
Star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movies. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. A man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knees. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm a gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Yes, Tracy. Do you have that happen to have that song about this boy in the military? 52 card deck was his playing cards was his Bible.
The Deck of Cards is the name of that song.
Okay, and then I have one more.
Okay.
I don't know who the artists are, but I like the song. It will the family circle be broken?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
A strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tree, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There's 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the numbers of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serve me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, I know this story is true because I knew that soldier.
I said, Mr. Undertaker, Undertaker, please go slow, 'cause the woman that you're taking, well, I hate to see her go. Will that circle be unbroken in sky, Lord? There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
set for 7. Got the taxi called for 9. Plane takes off at 11. And I gotta be there on time. Told the boss I was going to my mother's. Told mama I was gonna see a friend. Don't want no one to know I'm slipping out of town on a wild weekend. Somewhere off from the big wide world, just my baby and me. Baby's gonna cook me breakfast. Baby's gonna tuck me in. Baby's gonna warm my cold, cold lips with kisses on a wild weekend. Make a lot of plans and stuff. Mostly though, we're just gonna sit by the fire and make a lot of love. Every man ought to try it at least one time in his life. Just get away on a wild weekend like I'm gonna do with my wife. Gonna have a wild weekend. Gonna have a wild weekend with the pretty little mother of my two children. Gonna have a wild weekend.
Yeah, I've got you on the phone now, so now I'm ready for my song for Eddie Arnold.
Oh, a little Eddie Arnold tune. I'll do it for you tonight. You got us figured out, huh?
Well, I can't get you on my computer, but I got you on my phone.
Okay, good deal.
And so I said, now I got you on Tracy. I'm ready for my song. And he said, well, call him. I said, I don't know the number. It was on his cell phone number.
I'll get you taken care of.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me, say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside. side, the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Tracy Pickard.
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just great.
Hey, Tracy, this is Pete Wertha. Can you play a song for my mama that passed away in December?
I sure will.
That one in memory for her, Jimmy Dean. I owe you.
I owe you. I'll do it for you.
From
you
all
know
her
most
sons
people.
And daughters.
Look through.
I'll sure do it.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Sure.
You know, most people look through their wallets or the pocketbooks, and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Oh, Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of different services. Like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. Oh, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples, and Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and sprained fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like if you don't quit scratching at it, ain't never gonna get well. And if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably the most important was, boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Then I owe you for veterinarian service, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays. And for somehow making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence and hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky, and for cementing together a family so that it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life, things that a growing boy just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie and 300 people, I noticed that you were always the one that suddenly decided that you really weren't hungry anyhow. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very, very cheap. She managed simply by doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever, ever hope to repay. But you know the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the whole bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
KNEL, can I help you tonight?
Yes, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight, and you?
Oh, doing good.
Good.
Sitting here and listening to your program.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, you bet. I sure would like to hear a couple of songs, please.
Okay.
I heard somebody wanted to hear the Outlaw's Prayer, so I guess
they beat you to
play that again. Can
they beat you to that tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. Well, I like Colorado Kool-Aid be all right.
Well, we can do that for you.
And anything but Mrs. Purdy and Norma Jean, please.
We'll do it for you tonight.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Put your arms around. That's where your love is. Don't let my broken heart stand in the way. Put your arms around her. That's where your heart is. Maybe I can get over you someday. I've tried so hard to hold you, but you slipped through my arms. So if that's the way it has to be, put your arms around her. That's where your dreams are. And if you're happy, then that's good enough for me. I've tried so hard to hold you, but you slipped through my arms. If that's the way it has to be, put your arms around her. That's where your dreams are. And if you're happy, then that's good enough for me.
There's pretty Miss Norma Jean for you. Norma Jean is having a birthday on Saturday. So I want to say a very special happy birthday to just one of the finest singers in the business, but also just one of the finest ladies that I've ever had a chance to know. And Of course, she lives right here with us in Brady, Texas. So happy birthday to Pretty Miss Norma Jean. Let's play her all-time biggest hit. She actually was nominated for a Grammy Award for this particular song. Here's one called Let's Go All the Way. Happy birthday, Pretty Miss.
Sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. I was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we's having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, face full of tears, looking down at the floor, one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. Then I said, "Barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid, maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuff. Hey, ain't that right, big man?" I said, "Ain't that right, big man?" "Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it?" "How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?"
Tracy, this
is Claylene. Hey,
Claylene. Can you play something by Mel Tillis, please?
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Across the table over coffee just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talked in your sleep." And then she began to weep as she said, "Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie?" With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, "Honey, you know I love you truly, but who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hole you got on? In my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie." I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly, but now you know, and don't you ever ask me again, who's Julie?
Yeah, Mel Tillis. One of those great guys I miss so much. What a great legendary career he had in this business. Let's just give you a double shot of Mel Tillis and all those statesiders. Speaking of statesiders, one of the first early hits he had in his career was one called "Stateside." Mel Tillis tonight on the Hits Radio Show.
Stateside. is there I really want. Sit a while and look around. Get up and leave, then walk the town. I wanna go stateside, oh Lord. I wanna go stateside. The geeky girls don't understand the lonely life of a service man. When his heart is far away to a girl in the USA, I wanna go stateside, oh Lord. I wanna go stateside. I've heard say a man don't cry, but I can't keep my blue eyes dry. I've been away.
Hello there.
Seven Spanish Angels.
Okay.
And Among My Souvenirs.
Among My Souvenirs. We'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
And said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying. The battle stopped and the smoke cleared. There was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels. took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar.
City with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy. Then he had to leave El Paso on the was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? Mystery deepened cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time. Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. A voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me, maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City. There's nothing left for me.
of days that used to be. I live in memories among my souvenirs. Some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Randy had him play The Night I Heard the Master's Call, but instead of by Marty Robbins, it was by Jake Hooker.
Oh, yeah. Yes, off of Jake's gospel record.
Yes. Could you play that?
I'll do it for you.
Okay, and maybe Tony Douglas something.
I sure will.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
But a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started then out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a border started blowing and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me. This time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded, were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price. When a mighty bolt of lightning showed a face in Jesus Christ, I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow.
rhyming, I was left to live. The master has a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed the barricade, leave six or seven high. Right behind them there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry wave upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
Jay Cooker has a great gospel album out called I Am Yours, and that's a song off of that particular gospel CD. I know you can order that directly from Jay Cooker, or it's also available on iTunes and all that kind of good stuff that you can download. But a great gospel album called I Am Yours by Jay Cooker. Hey, be sure and stick around if you will. Boy, I am feeling good tonight. I hope that you are too. We're just having a great time on the Hits Radio Show, and we have more requests and more dedications coming up during the next 2 hours of the Hits Radio Show. Don't go in.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.